I I'm praying up here, you know, and I saw this thing. I saw this, like, all these different colors, and I was, like, walking, and all these different colors were above my head, just swirling, and I was touching Jews at the Wailing Wall. Oh, you just don't know how my heart cry right now. You know that God's heart cries out for Israel, right? And I really didn't, I understood it. We had a guy come from Israel. What was his name? Him and his wife came there. And then I was like listening to him, you know. And I've talked to Keith Hudson. I called him today, actually, and talked to him a little bit and about Israel. Because he has a real big heart for Israel, him and his wife. It's just amazing. And we should, too. It says to pray for Jerusalem. We're supposed to pray for them. And, you know, we've been grafted in. They were original kids. We've been grafted in. And Paul talks about it. He says, you know, hey, you've been grafted in. Hallelujah. It's a privilege to represent the kingdom. It's a privilege to represent Jesus no matter where you go. You know, I say it all the time. If people can't see Christ in you, they don't want what you have. They can't. Do you know, in John, I just wanted, you hit this and it was just bubbling up, man. It's supposed to bubble up. Yeah. In John 4, he's talking about the woman at the Samaritan well. And Jesus said, you know, in John 4, 13, he says, whoever drinks of this water will never thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Never means never, just like nothing means nothing in the Bible. But the water that I shall give him will become in him.